This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast. We're back with the Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go right to Senator Rand Paul joining us now live. Senator, how are you today?
Very good, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Just a short time ago, you introduced a bill that you call it the Government Shutdown Prevention Act. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, every year we go through this, or every couple of months we go through this. There's a deadline, and then government, you have two choices, either keep it open or shut it down. And I always tell people, I don't really want to shut it down, but I also don't want to keep it open if we're going to keep borrowing, you know, $1 million a minute this year, or just this last fiscal year, we borrowed almost $800 billion for 1 year. Our total debt is about $20 trillion or a little over. So I think it's just a terrible way to run government. So what would happen under my scenario is if we don't pass the appropriation bills the way we're supposed to, there's 12 units of government. We're supposed to do them one at a time. If that doesn't happen, there's an automatic 1% cut, but government doesn't close. It just spends money at 1% less. And this is similar to the penny plan that I've offered, which if you cut overall spending by 1%, you could actually balance your budget within about 5 years. So I don't know. That's what I'd do is rather than shut it all down, let's just cut the spending. And then the big spenders would say, well, gosh, we can't do that. And then they'd do their job, which is they're supposed to do the appropriation bills. So I think it'd be better than what we do now. What we do now is sort of both Republicans point their fingers at Democrats and Democrats point their fingers at Republicans, but it's kind of a worthless sort of empty partisan battle.
It certainly seems so that these shutdowns are purely political theater without question. The point of automatic spending cuts triggering, they go right into place, then the question becomes, would they be permanent or could they jack that right up?
Well, what would happen is every 90 days they'd get another 1%. So
okay. They'd
have a full year. Our fiscal year starts October 1 and goes through the next year, September 30th. So they haven't done it in 1 year, which you'd think they could do it in 1 year's time. The October 1st, the day after the end of the fiscal year, all their spending would go down by 1%. And then what would happen is if they don't get their you-know-what together, 90 days later, it'd go down another 1%. So it'd be a hammer to get them to do their job. But realize Congress has only done their job 4 times in the last 40 years. And that means passing the appropriation bills individually. My other complaint for not doing the individual appropriation bills is that they never ferret out waste. So I put out a waste report every week, and I'll give you an example. $700,000 was spent last year on Neil Armstrong's statement when he landed on the moon. Remember he said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? Well, they wanted to know whether he said one small step for man or one small step for a man. And they spent $700,000 listening to old crackly audio of Neil Armstrong to determine this. And you know what their conclusion was? They couldn't decide.
Well, there you go. Money well spent. Senator Rand Paul, let's turn our attention. I want to, as usual, commend you for standing for the Fourth Amendment and your opposition to the renewal of FISA without any significant changes to safeguard the rights of individuals who are the government spying on. I was disappointed that it was signed into law. And I, particularly in light of all of the information that's coming to light here with the abuse of the FISA warrants, these FBI text messages, these emails, what are your thoughts on that? Can we revisit this potentially?
Well, here's the sad thing is they had that information. There's been rumors of all of this abuse of the FISA system. Isn't it kind of mysterious that the information, more damaging information, comes out 3 days after the battle? In fact, the people who released it were the people who promoted no reform to FISA. So there's a certain amount of irony that we're getting information that the intelligence officials are abusing this FISA to abuse Americans' privacy, and they don't release it until after they passed a 6-year authorization without reform. Here's the issue in a nutshell for your listeners. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is called FISA. It's supposed to be authorization to spy on foreigners in foreign lands. So the information is collected without any constitutional protections. And there's a certain amount of that I agree with. The Constitution really doesn't protect you if you live in another country. However, that database also collects information from millions of Americans. So if the president calls a foreign leader, his phone conversation is in the database. If I call a foreign leader, I'm in it. If you're a businessman or woman and you call foreign leaders, or not even just foreign leaders, just foreign businessmen and women, you could be in this database. If you're a journalist and you send an email to somebody from your network that is in the Middle East and you mention the name of a terrorist because you're writing a story about that terrorist, the journalist email is now in the database. That database should not be searched looking at Americans' phone calls and email without going to a judge first and saying, we have probable cause to think this person has committed a crime. And that's what we were trying to get in the reform. And the powers that be shut us down. We got within one vote of stopping them in the Senate. And it was disappointing for those of us who believe in privacy. Will we revisit it? I would have thought that we had our best chance now because, you know, this information that this guy Peter Strzok and his girlfriend were abusing and plotting at work to bring down President Trump. You got a guy in the Department of Justice whose wife worked for the company that created the dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and has information that they bought from Russians in it. And you have these people making decisions on whether or not to prosecute Donald Trump or to listen to General Flynn's phone call. So there's a lot of evidence of political bias and the potential for corruption in the intelligence community. This was a great time to actually do reform, and it's disappointing to me that I think the American people were with us on wanting reform. But up here, you know, the vast majority of people just want to rubber stamp anything the intelligence community wants to do.
I agree with you, and it's a damn shame, Senator, and especially when you think about the police state style tactics that these FBI agents might have been engaged in here, using the law enforcement division of government to engage in politics.
Think about how unfair it would be, and this is the world we kind of live in. General Flynn's conversation was listened to. It was listened to because they may have had a warrant for the Russian. But they listened to his conversation, and then they brought him in, and they asked him questions about his conversation. And then he made statements that I guess were inconsistent with his private conversation. Think if all of us can have our private conversations recorded, then the FBI can call you up and say, we want to interview you under oath, and you're forced to answer questions about every private conversation you've ever had. Is there a possibility that you could slip up and either not tell the truth or not even remember your conversation that clearly? This is a dangerous situation where the government can listen to your private conversations and then convict you of not being consistent with what you said in a private conversation.
Do you think there needs to be another special counsel to look into this?
The danger of the special counsel is they get so much prosecutorial power that they can do a fishing expedition wherever they want. So I've become more and more opposed to these prosecutors because, look, they've gotten Manafort on tax problems from 15, 20 years ago. It has nothing to do with their mandate on the Russian investigation. And really, they've gotten Flynn to plead, and he's pled, but he's pled to something that had nothing to do with the campaign either. He's pled to, I haven't seen the plea deal, but I think he pled to not being honest about a private phone call he made during the transition. So really, you wonder, this prosecutor is prosecuting people for things that have nothing to do with Russian collusion during the campaign. And so I think when you give these prosecutors this power, even if it's over, you know, investigating things that were obviously wrong, that these FBI agents, you know, are plotting at work to bring Trump down, I just am become so opposed to giving so much power to a prosecutor that I don't think they're a good idea, period.
It's a good point. I know you have votes, Senator Rand Paul, so I'll let you go. I just want to say again that today you introduced the Government Shutdown Prevention Act. Sounds like a very, very good bill. I hope it becomes law, and keep up the good fight, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.